I have a question about the interpretation of one passage from the New Testament.
Yes.
About the second coming of the Messiah.
Yes.
The quotation is from Matthew's and it reads,
"For as the New Testament, which book?
Matthew's.
Matthew's.
For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light.
Exactly, that's right.
And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken." Yes. My question is about the two last bits. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. What is the meaning of this?
Would you bring it here? Which particular lines would you point out? You have taken it from a book written on the... entitled? But as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also coming shall the Son of Man be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. This is Matthew 24:27-29. So which particular line did you say bothered you?
The stars falling from heaven.
Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has already written on it, sometime before this phenomenon occurred, he had mentioned it in his prophecies that Allah had told him that there would be an intensive activity of shooting stars in the heaven. And in the following some years, there was a very special phase of increased activity of shooting stars. Sometimes people would watch heavens like they would watch a fireball show. And it was so interesting to watch in the clear summer skies the shooting stars occurring so much and so often. So it was literally fulfilled in the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. And also Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam predicted about great earthquakes, and particularly predicted some to come within a specific time. And we also noticed that great earthquakes did occur, and even in Qadian, the very special shakings were witnessed to a degree that at times people had to leave their houses and go out because of the fear. First of all, they were predicted by Mr. Sattva Salaam, then they did occur as predicted. So the severity of the earthquake, which was described in the prophecies of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, was misapplied by the people of that time. That severity, in fact, was to be applied to the world wars, because the description fits that much more than an ordinary earthquake. But because people had for the first time heard those prophecies and they could not fully understand the implications of those prophecies, when the earthquakes literally occurred, they thought all that has been said would be fulfilled during this earthquake which they were witnessing, that sort of thing. So the description was so terrifying in the revelation of Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam that they would run out and, go seek some shelter elsewhere, run for the open. And also there was a joke, as related to us by Hazrat Musleh Maud, that, something which actually happened, it is a very good joke too. An earthquake was felt, and in light of all these prophecies, the earthquakes were taken very seriously in those days. So there was also an old lady sitting who was suffering from giddiness, and you know, she thought things were things around were moving, while it was her internal subjective experience. She was suffering from this giddiness. So suddenly she heard one day the people rushing out and saying it was earthquake and let's go for the safety and this and that. And that old lady said, no, no. It's just I'm suffering from giddiness. There's no such thing as earthquake. You know? Don't be afraid. You understand that? So these two references are to those phenomena which were predicted by Hazrat Musa Maud-e-Rasool, the great events and phenomena. And partly they were fulfilled literally, and partly they were to be fulfilled metaphorically as well, or in other larger terms. Like the earthquake, as predicted by Musa Maud-e-Rasool, was explained by him himself, that although, he said, wrote once, although I am using the words earthquake, zalzala, but only Allah knows what is meant by this, and maybe it's a different type of calamity. Because he himself must have wondered that the description under the word zalzala does not apply to ordinary zalzala at all. So himself took note of it and wrote this comment about these prophecies. So that was fulfilled literally as well as in that broader context. And shooting of stars also can be interpreted differently, and that has been interpreted differently by previous scholars as well, that if the great religious scholars are unhinged and unmoored and fall from the heaven, that is debased and rejected by Allah, then this can be described as shooting of stars. They leave their moorings and drop to the earth. So in the time of Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam, this was to be the case, because most of the scholars had become worldly wise and were not as God-fearing as scholars should have been. So they were being rejected and, you know, expelled from the heavenly places which were attributed to them previously. So that also could be the meaning of that.
Shaking of the
force, yes. Very much so.